Basra chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Carrying on from the previous Mishnah, where we're talking about the chazoka, a presumption that a person has a right to use a space or something like that. So we'll see now. Hamarzev ein lo chazoka. So a gutter pipe has no chazoka. What a gutter pipe was, it was some sort of narrow pipe that they used to channel the water off the gutter. What was happening over here was that the gutter pipe channeled the water to fall into the neighbor's courtyard, let's say. So that if the neighbor wanted to move the gutter pipe so that the water would fall somewhere else, then the owner of the gutter pipe has no chazoka. Even if the gutter pipe had been pointing in a particular direction for many years, he can't claim that it has to point that way, since there's no loss to him if it points in another way. So the owner of the courtyard, not the owner of the gutter pipe, where the owner of the courtyard where the water is falling, can move that gutter pipe at any time. But says the Mishnah, its place has a chazoka. So now the different interpretations of what its place means, but just taking one interpretation, means that the owner of the gutter pipe, it can't be removed completely. It can be pointed in a different direction, but it can't be removed completely. That's one interpretation of what that means. Hamazchile yesh lo chazoka, but he says a roof gutter has a chazoka. What's a roof gutter? It's something which went around an entire roof to carry excess rainwater off. And this has a chazoka, says the Kati. It's a permanent structure, and the courtyard owner would have protested its construction. Since he didn't do that originally, the owner of the roof gutter has a chazoka that it's allowed to stay there. Even if the other guy changes his mind, there's a presumption that he allowed it originally, and it's got to stay there. Sulam HaMitzri ain no chazok, an Egyptian ladder has no chazoka. Egyptian ladder was a small ladder that was used to climb up on the roof or to get doves out of a dove coat. And that has no chazoka. If it's been lying in the courtyard, let's say, for a few years, and then the joint owner of the courtyard decides he doesn't want it there anymore, there's no chazoka. It has no permanence, and he would have to remove it. But velatsuri yesh lo chazoka, but a Tyrian, he translates it as a Tyrian ladder, has a chazoka. What's a Tyrian ladder? It's a much larger ladder. It was a permanently attached. And because the owner of the property would normally protest its presence, if he didn't protest its presence, so the owner of the ladder acquires a chazoka that it can stay where it is. Carries on the Mishnah, Chalon HaMitzris Ein Lo Chazoka, an Egyptian window has no chazoka. Velatsuris Yesh Lo Chazoka, but a Tyrian window has no chazoka. So says the Mishnah, Ezohi Chalon HaMitzris, what is an Egyptian window? Says the Mishnah, Kol She'ein Roisha Shel Adam Yochel Lekanes L'Seicha. Any window where a person, his head can't get into the window. In other words, it's a small window. An Egyptian window is a smaller kind of window, and it has no chazoka. So if a person builds an Egyptian window, and let's say the other owner of the courtyard or the neighbor wants to build a wall there, so he can build the wall there. And even if the window has been there for a long time, he can't say, since my window was here, you can't build opposite it, because it's a small window. And so there's no objection. But a Tyrian window is a much larger structure. And since it's a much larger structure, so it has a chazoka. Because it's so large, says the Kati, there's certainly hezek ria, which means that there's a damage, you could look into the courtyard. And so because the owner of the courtyard would be aware of that damage, he would have objected to that kind of window. So once the window is built, and there's been no objection, so it has a presumption that it can stay there. Carries on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im yesh lo malban. He disagrees that an Egyptian window is one where a person's head cannot enter. He says if it has a frame, afal pi she'ein roisho shel adam yachol lekanes l'seicha, he says even if a person's head can't get in there, harezu chazoka, it has a chazoka and can't be moved. So even if it is a smaller window, but it has a frame, it has a certain permanence to it, it has a chazoka of staying there. Carries on the Mishnah, Haziz ad tefach yesh lo chazoka. A projection extending a tefach has a chazoka. A projection was something that they used to hang things on. He says the Kati, it could have been made of wood or stone. And if it projects off A's wall into B's courtyard, and it can be used by A to hang things on, and it was a tefach long, it has a chazoka. And it can stay there. But says the Mishnah, Yivayachol Limchos, the other guard extends into B's courtyard. B can object. He can protest when it's being built and prevent him from putting it there. Pachos mi tefach. If it was less than a tefach, ein lo chazoka. It does not have a chazoka. Va'eino yachol limchos, and he cannot protest. So less than a chazoka, he can't protest against him building it. And once he's built it, you know, such a small projection, it doesn't have a chazoka, and but causes no harm to B. So initially when A seeks to make such a projection, B can't protest since it causes him no harm. But also on the other hand, it doesn't have a chazoka.